It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Balloon hats.
Obviously.
Welcome back. To the Mike O'Mara Show. I apologize. What a show. Today, we're going to be talking with Andy Abrams Wilson, Under Our Skin. If you have anybody or know anybody that's ever been around Lyme disease, you want to listen to this. It's very, very important. You might hear some stuff you have never heard before. Also, today, listener Joe McLeod will audition for our movie reviewer position.
McLeod!
We're going to talk to Cakes out at the gas station in a second. Yeah. Tomorrow on the program, you might know this guy. He's Mr. Travel on the Today Show, Peter Greenberg, with summer 4th of July travel tips for us. This guy knows everything there is to know about.
He's entertaining.
Yeah, how to get around an airport, you know, where to go, what's cheap, what's good. Also, a friend of the show, Penn Jillette, will be on tomorrow.
Oh, I love that guy.
Friday's big show. Big O and Dukes will be here, the Buzz Babes, and a birthday BYOB Friday with a very special guest. Yeah. All set for that movie, Get Smart, ladies and gentlemen?
Sure. Yes.
Mr. Steve Carell will be here on the show on Friday, so we're excited about that.
Wonderful.
So a very, very big week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, without further ado, let's get right out to Rockville, Maryland. We're going to go out to the 7-Eleven at 259 Durwood Circle. I'm going to try to talk like this guy. We're gonna go to the 7-Eleven, 259 Durwood Circle, in Rockville. It's money. Here's your guy, Cakes. I'm talking about, like, gas, like free gas. I'm talking about $5,000.
Oh, I see. It's gas.
Jonathan, how are you?
Let me just say, if I sound like that outside of work, like on a 24/7 basis, the next time you see me, put it like a claw hammer in my head. Can you do that for me?
This is the first chance, Cakes, that I've gotten to find out exactly from an eyewitness how things are going out there at the 7-Eleven at Durwood Circle in Rockville. Is it an overwhelming successful promotion?
It is a bit of a mob scene. I mean, there are more Montgomery County police officers here than at, like, a Dunkin' Donuts convention. I've never seen anything like this.
Be nice to them, Cakes.
I kid because I love.
I know, you're a lover, not a fighter. That's right.
So they've got everything, I mean, down to the letter. They've got all the cars queued up down a side street here. It's very orderly, and we've got people getting their gas courtesy of Black Gold and WJFK. And the thing is, Mike, there is a divide here.
Okay.
There are your P1s, your hardcore WJFK listeners to the Mike O'Mara Show, to the Junkies,
right.
Big O and Dukes, the whole lineup.
Sure.
And then there are just the randoms that have gone to, like, imacheapbastard.com message boards and have found a way to climb on the free gas. I mean,
they're the ones that aren't smiling, right? They don't want to have any fun at all. They're just getting their freebie going, right?
Yeah, they don't care that I'm Money Metal Cake. They don't care that you're Mike O'Mara, that you're a radio god. All they care about is getting a 20 spot in the tank and getting on their merry way. I mean, I just filled up a chick. Oh, the chick is okay. I just filled up a woman's tank.
Hey.
She pulled in a 96 Buick Century panel station wagon. Okay, it looks like she was living in.
I want to mention right now, Cakes is out at 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville at the 7-Eleven. That's where we, for the next couple of hours, are giving away $5,000 in free gas to the first 250 people that get there. Cakes, I'd heard about something about a helicopter. Were there helicopters flying around at all?
I've yet to see a helicopter, but
good.
There are some photographers out here. There is some press, and I just want to give a heads up and a heads up I'm sorry to the people who are pulling up expecting one of the Buzz Babes or the lovely Junkettes are out here pumping gas, and then they get, you know, Balding Cakes pumping their gas for them.
But we do
they get their $20 in gas, so they don't have any room to complain.
You have your T-shirt tied up, right?
No. I mean,
show your belly.
Lauren's like cutting up everybody's T-shirt, and I said, no, thank you.
I don't need to
show my midriff.
I have to say, you know, we stole that idea, you know, and I'm sure you stole it from somebody else. It's not unusual to get spokesmodels, but, you know, now we have Cakes. You got to realize with these shows with you guys on in the morning on the Junkies and my show in the afternoon. Now we've got the babe bookends. Now we've got the
Buzz
Babes and the Junkettes, and I think at some point, you know, that we are going to have some sort of amazing Festivus where we put everybody together.
Cakes,
it's going to be special.
Here's how we settle this. I think wrestling.
Oil wrestling.
All right, so it seems to be under control.
Yes.
The police aren't getting angry yet. It's all right.
No, the police are all under control. The only drawback to the entire promotion, the Slurpee machine and the Big Gulp machines are down here at the 7-Eleven. But other than that, it's okay.
Not good. That's not
you
good.
You can still get hydrated, and you get your $20 in free gas. Right.
I was hoping for
WJFK and Black Hole.
I was hoping for $20 in free Slurpee.
Well, that would be fantastic too. I just don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Now, not that I could, I would not love talking to you all afternoon. But is Buzz Babe Alley there? Is she available to speak at all?
Buzz Babe Alley, hold on.
You can't miss her, Cakes.
Is she busy pumping?
Can you give me a physical description of one Buzz Babe Alley?
Yeah, she's the hottest person there.
She's a turbo hottie. She's got kind of green eyes. She's about 36, 24, 34.
Buzz Babe Alley?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm talking to her right now. She's slightly better looking than I am. I'm going to hand her the phone right now.
Cakes, you're doing a good job. Did you guys draw straws on the junkies to see who got the duty today?
No, I live like 5 minutes from here. I had to come out there.
All right, good man.
Thank
you. Good man. Way to go. Cakes, good talking to you.
Good talking to you guys.
Thanks.
Here's one Buzz Babe Alley.
All right, very good.
What's up,
Brandon?
Hey, this is Allie.
Hello,
hey, Allie.
Hi, Allie. Allie, how are you?
Hey, boys. How are you guys?
Allie, I have to tell you something. I'm looking at your picture right now.
It's on his easel.
Yes, the one that you signed, Get in the Water is Warm. I like that. Allie, are you having fun out there right now?
Oh, we are having a great time. Megan and I, we are chatting up all the customers. We're pumping away gas.
Are you doing a good job? Are you doing a good job pumping?
Oh, we are working so hard at it.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Don't let your arm get tired.
Now, I had heard that some of the people are some of the junkettes or the Buzz Babes are writing 106.7 in the grease pencil on cars. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. The junkettes have a grease pencil, and they are definitely tagging up cars.
Cool. Now, are you getting along with all the junkettes, or is it turning into like 300, the movie out there? You know, where this is Sparta or anything. You guys are okay?
Oh, yeah, we're absolutely fine. We're definitely all working separate pumps, but there's no animosity or anything. We all work for the same wonderful station. We all represent great people, and we're having a good time.
That's nice to hear, but really, weren't you hoping for a little bit of friction?
I just
that might lead
be,
to something.
Yeah, like maybe a fight with a water hose or something like that.
Like a prison movie.
Allie, this is
maybe
great.
If it's a water hose, but not a gas hose. We don't want to pull like a Zoolander out on this station.
No.
All right, say hi to Megan for us, and you guys are doing a great job, and we're narrowing it down on the Buzz Babe uniforms. We should have that decided by the end of the week, okay?
Excellent. I look forward to seeing you guys soon.
Okay,
you,
bye.
Allie.
We'll talk to you soon, Allie.
Bye.
All right, bye.
There she goes. That's Allie, Cakes, the Junkettes. Megan, our Buzz Babe, is out there. Mm-hmm. It's all happening at 259 Durwood Circle. That almost sounds like an old movie actor.
My name is Durwood Circle.
Used to work with Gary Moore.
It's 259 Durwood Circle, Rockville, Maryland, across from Commerce Bank. The first 250 people at the 7-Eleven will get your free gas. That's cool. I like that. I like doing stuff.
Cool.
Old-time radio is what this
is cool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
People like it.
Old-time radio. Let's go to Zach, who's in Rockville right now. Zach, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Zach?
Nothing. A fight just almost broke out. I'm in line at the gas station, and some guys tried to sneak in, and so a bunch of people got out of their cars and tried to make an example, trying to get them out of line.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it's good if people are fighting, you got some heat going
fighting.
On out there. And how long do you think you'll be in line waiting for your gas? How long is it going to take you?
I got here at 2:50. I've been here since then, and I can just now see the gas station.
Well, hang in there. You're going to get your free gas, and it's an event. And I would urge people, really, Zach, you're obviously calling the radio station. You're a fan of the radio station, and
every day.
I understand what Cakes is saying too about the people that just see this and they go,
right.
Free gas, and they pull in line.
Do you think there's any? We were in Rockville for a while, and there's a lot of the upper demographics out there.
Yeah,
can you imagine
it?
There's someone waiting in line that has no idea what's going on? I just want to get some gas.
I saw one couple pull up that was sitting in here for like 20 minutes and then said, what is all this? And then pulled out and drove away.
Too many.
Good
riddance. Well, Zach, thanks for the report. We appreciate that. And good luck getting your free gas.
No problem, guys. Good luck
all right,
to you.
Take it easy. Let's get him out of here,
Zach.
And get him in here. Ladies and gentlemen, time for our very first buzz of the afternoon. The number one story has to be pandemonium in Rockville, Maryland, with the free gas being given
and
away.
And I consider it well covered.
Absolutely.
Hi,
well, that's
Mike.
Okay.
Okay.
How about that?
What's the second story?
Thanks for asking, Rob.
Did you have what do they call those little mini strokes that somebody has there?
Oh, a TMI or something?
Buzz just had a TMI.
I was waiting for the ball to come back across the net.
No, the ball was in Buzz's court.
It's, TIA, I think.
It's the Buzz Babes.
It
that's
is.
What we get all worked
We're
up
all
about
excited.
That.
We're all excited. And the free gas.
I am really this. this harkens back seriously, guys, to WAVA, the the old station we used to work at.
Feels good. It's fun.
It's just that kind of silly stuff where you're having fun. And, you know, for the people that are waiting in line out there, this is the event, all right?
Sure.
Yeah. You're going to get your free gas. That's fun. And, you know, in many cases, that's going to get you down the road for quite a while. But
sure.
The fact is, you know, it's the whole spirit
it's a
of doing
and
this.
And there are it's babes happening. There.
It's a big deal because we've been so screwed by the oil companies and, you know, not being able to pay for our gas that this is a fun way of saying, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Absolutely.
And thanks.
All right. So what's story number
we're
two?
We're giving back, Mike.
Thank you very much,
thank
Rob.
You for asking.
Yes.
Los Angeles saw its first gay wedding this week, and there were protesters at that first gay wedding carrying signs about how it's just plain wrong.
It's nonsense. Marriage is between a man and a woman. It's always been that way. It's not changed. It's not a man and a dog, a man and a child, a man and three men. It's a man and one woman.
Hell, you can't argue with logic like that.
You know, you got your NBA finals last night.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pretty good night for TV.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of the country celebrating some pretty good weather. Probably a good
Absolutely.
Night for a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are you sweating these people? Honest to God. Let the people get married. Let George Takei get married to his wife, to his husband. You know, it doesn't matter. But you get the guy like that. Yeah, always been, always will be. I want to kill, death, destroy.
George Takei and his younger wife.
Of course. Oh, yes. It's a delicious waiting period.
But that guy, the protester, his name is John Stewart. No relation to the funny. Intelligent one.
Okay.
He says gay marriage is just another sign that this country is going down the toilet.
Our country's not getting any more moral. It's getting less moral as time goes by. And God's judgment is not going to be withheld from this nation.
You know, go ahead.
For he is a loving, forgiving God.
Yes. You know, you talk about, was that it?
Yeah, that's all I had to say. I needed to add to what he just said.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, yeah, next story. I'm ready. I'm
Stewart
sorry.
Says gay marriage is just not right.
Go ahead.
Not right, no matter what the California State Supreme Court says.
California voters voted against this type of thing, and we have four nonsense judges overturning the will of the people.
Remember them, the nonsense judges?
You know, talking about morality, what is immoral? I mean, charging a gazillion dollars for gas when you have record profits or, you know, letting a couple of people put a ring on their finger just because they want to spend the rest of their life together.
That's a fair question.
I don't know.
One church group donated $250,000 this week to the campaign to outlaw same-sex marriage in California because that's what Jesus would do.
God is love.
You can't judge a man's thing by the size of his feet. Research... Yes.
Mike, look up, please.
Somebody did some.
Hey. I mean,
Mike, your dainty size fives hold no answers. I know, why? Charlie. Who's that, Charlie?
Allie!
Do you know her?
Nope.
What's she holding with her fingers?
Boobies.
That's right. How does that make you feel?
Different.
Who are you?
Charlie!
What's
nice to have the voice back.
It is nice.
It really is.
It is.
What size shoes are those, Charlie?
44s.
Wow.
Yeah, double D.
Oh, you're wide foot?
I'm wide.
You have a good understanding.
Mm.
Oh, Charlie.
Tired of talking.
Oh, God. He gets this way every summer, Buzz.
Yeah. Going to leave now.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Shut up.
Wow.
It's the heat.
He's surly, isn't he?
Yeah,
very
he
surly.
Somebody did some research, and it's shown that there's no connection at all between the size of a man's foot and the size of his unit. They have, however, found a direct correlation between the length of a man's index finger and his length down there. They're usually the same length when you stretch the stretchy one while it's sleeping.
Okay, let's put out our hands here.
Uh-huh. That's all we're putting out.
All right, right? Now your
index finger.
Your index finger is supposed to be traditionally shorter than your flip-off finger, correct?
Right, right.
All right, so.
But then there's something about your index finger in correlation to the length of your ring finger.
Let's too. Measure. Do we have measuring tape here?
No, we don't.
No.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Bring us a ruler.
Do we need a ruler or like a yardstick? We're going to measure our index fingers. Do you measure it from the knuckle to the tip?
I would assume so. I don't have
the
chart
elbow to the tip
in front of me.
I think I'm going to lose.
Well, you know, it's not a win-lose
but
thing.
But I'm enormous. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm average.
Mike, I've always found you adequate.
I'm Joe average. Beth Ann.
Nothing wrong with that. And then what you do is you compare that measurement you get of your index finger to the measurement that you get of the stretchy thing when it's fully stretched but sleeping.
I am fully stretched, but that doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, it has to be sleeping, and then you stretch it, and then that measurement should match the length of your index finger.
You stretch it?
Yeah, it's rather elasticy in that sleeping condition.
I'm going to measure. Joe, why don't you do this so that you can go around the room and Joe can. Do you want to play, Joe? Do you want to play?
Well, I don't know. What are we measuring?
You're measuring from the knuckle. We're not going to do the stretchy part.
Not here.
No, we'll do that.
I am a gay American.
Out in Rockville at the gas station.
Let me just concentrate. I'm just going to look at my finger just for a second. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Here we go. Okay. Finger's ready.
That Mike's finger is ready.
I'm measuring from the knuckle. I have, it looks like just under, I'm going to say 4 inches.
Uh-huh. You know what the rabbi says.
Well, 4 inches. Now measure,
measure twice,
buses.
Cut once.
What does the rabbi say?
Joe, you do it. I don't trust him. He'll cheat.
Well, you measured
He'll
yours.
He'll cheat. He'll cheat. Buzz, Joe was looking at me.
Guess what?
What?
4 inches.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Settle down.
I knew you were going to cheat if I didn't say you were going to cheat. You would.
Right. That's how you called it out.
What do you got?
4 inches.
Yeah. Okay. Rough.
Thank you.
So we all go home tonight.
Rob, hold on.
So what does this mean?
Let's see what Rob got. There.
16 inches.
You
no,
are large.
From the top of the uncle, knuckle? Uncle.
From the top of the uncle.
Oh, I'm remembering something.
What are you thinking?
4.5. Four, just under 4.5. 4.375.
I thought you'd be.
Wow.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Well, he is bigger.
Come on over here.
All right, so that's supposed to be equivalent of how much it is when you're stretchy and you pull it out?
And it's sleeping, yes.
That's probably reasonably accurate for me.
I suppose that's about right.
Well, but not when you're in a state of...
Right, no, that's...
Of awakeness.
You're cheating
all right,
if you do
okay,
that.
All right,
no way it'll match your finger then.
Is there any more information on this?
Why, yes, there is.
Okay.
I think we'd have to assume from this that Arsenio Hall would be a lot like John Holmes if this rule holds true,
and
right?
And gay people would have very long fingers.
Yes, Captain.
Okay. From yesterday, remember?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. I had to work backwards there with the math.
Yes.
I listen to every newscast, Buzz.
I should start
you
doing
should.
That.
You should, yeah.
I do, too. You know why?
Why?
Because they're delicious. They're delicious.
There's also a connection between a man's height and the size of his junk as well.
Wow.
An environmental group is out with a list of ways to have greener sex, and we're not talking about some kind of STD here.
The Great Gazoo.
We're talking about...
Look at it.
Environmentally friendly sex.
Right.
TakePart.com. recommends buying organic lingerie made from all natural materials like silk, cotton,
hemp,
silk,
hemp,
or cotton,
hemp,
or hemp. Thank
hemp.
You.
There's hemp.
Burlap.
They even have synthetic lingerie now that's made from recycled materials.
Gross.
Next up, vegan condoms, which are biodegradable latex that only decompose when they get to the landfill.
And her daisy smells like patchouli oil.
Honey, I bought you a new nightgown. It's made out of grocery bags.
There is worse. Chemical-free lubes. That means stay away from the big commercial brands. Same
I like
the
that. I like that. I like, you know, not, you know, staying away from the nasty
I
stuff.
I like the brand name.
You like the brand name with lots of
yeah,
chemicals
from Kentucky.
In what's the one that we use? Right. Seriously, we do use a lube sometimes. I'm thinking what it is.
The what big the commercial name?
What
is
the
it?
Hell is the big is name?
It Astro-
KY.
Yeah,
from Kentucky.
Yeah, KY, baby.
Astroglide.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you use Astroglide?
When used,
yes.
We use Astroglide.
I use KY. What about you?
Not necessary.
Naturally.
Of course. Okay.
All Buzz needs is a towel.
This concludes.
Son of a bitch.
Sex toys now made from recycled materials sometimes. Take Part says use those. And if you like a little friendly bondage, use rope instead of leather. Hemp rope, preferably, of course.
Hemp rope.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Ed McMahon's wife drives him to the poorhouse.
Oh, boy.
And in the final Buzz.
Well, I want to hear about that.
The IRS screws up again.
You see Ed on the Today Show?
It's Buzz sad. Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right. Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll check in with you later. Go to 259 Durwood Circle in Rockville. Be one of the first 250 out there at the 7-Eleven across from Commerce Bank. And we're giving away $5,000 in free gas to all those folks today. We look forward to that. We're going to put our serious hats on. For
please.
Just a short period good. Of time, and welcome the filmmaker Andy Abrams Wilson to talk about Lyme disease. The film is Under Our Skin. We'll have a serious chat about that, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.